It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast, available, of course, every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as Amazon this morning. And it is a Wednesday. We're up to the middle of the working week, the seventh day for February, the day after the RBA rate decision. And as we suggested, not that surprising that the cash rate has remained unchanged for February, even though, like we said, we expected that, but it doesn't always turn out that way. And this morning, we are once again heading off to Queensland and catching up with Varsha Daswani. She is the principal from SAI Real Estate Group there. And good morning, Varsha. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast.
Good morning, Craig. Thank you.
The market, of course, is such a very different one to this time last year. In fact, you could say a little bit of chalk and cheese, really, with regard to just how much we have moved on from 2023. I think it's fair to say, far from out of a shifting, constantly evolving property market, many will say that that is just the reality of real estate. Expect that to be constantly with us. And there are lots of predictions, especially when we turn the corner to a new year. We got a couple of your predictions the last time that we spoke. Are there any more predictions that you would like to weigh in on for the 2024 year?
Craig, I would say, like, according to CoreLogic, 2024 will be an year of alignment, and we are already seeing that in the marketplace now. So the vendors are becoming more realistic with the asking price now. They understand that it's not COVID market anymore, and where the vendors were putting a number on their property and they were meeting the desired price or even more, what they expected for their property might be worth, and it's not the case anymore. So they completely understand that. And of course, the interest rate is always one of the biggest factors affecting that. But in spite of several interest rate hikes, the property market in 2023 rose up to about 8.1%. And this year it's looking much stronger, just because there will be more stock coming on the market. And like, as an agency, we have already listed about 7 properties in the month of January. A majority of them are the vendors that listed their property last year and couldn't receive the money that they were asking for. So now they understand and they're like, whatever is the realistic price, we are ready to list with that and we will take it. So that has definitely changed in 2024, and the market is going to be looking much more stronger, and it's all coming back to alignment, which is really good news.
And that is Varsha there talking about the Brisbane and sunny coast.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling and investing across Australia.
And as I said earlier, the Reserve Bank, they've opted to maintain interest rates at the initial 2024 board meeting yesterday afternoon. The decision leaves the official cash rate at 4.35%. The unexpected dip in the December quarter inflation down to 4.1% supports the notion that previous interest rate hikes are curbing demand. And PropTrack economist Anne Flaherty, she suggests that this could signify the peak of the current interest rate cycle. The RBA's forecast expects a gradual decline in the CPI inflation. That is going to move to 2.6% by June of 2026. And the steady rate provides stability to the housing market, fostering buyer and seller confidence. And are you feeling just a little bit more confident as a result of what happened yesterday? Well, it's certainly better than the rate being increased. That is for sure.
Listen to in-depth discussions with industry leaders on investing options, understanding different suburbs with insider perspectives and exclusive tips.
And it is a Wednesday real estate morning, and we are in Queensland this morning and catching up with Varsha Daswani, the principal from SAI Real Estate Group. Now, we've talked a lot when it comes to the Sunshine Coast, and you are representing that area. So maybe it's a good time to step over some of the suburbs scattered across throughout the sunny coast, and which suburbs you think might be standing out, just popping their head above the water a little bit more than others when it comes to investing this year in the Sunshine Coast. One of those names is Nambour. There will be, of course, many of our listeners outside of Queensland that may not have heard about that area.
Yeah, so Nambour is a gateway to Sunshine Coast hinterland. Nambour, it's packed with small town charm, only 20 minutes drive to the beach, and it's extremely affordable for the investors. So Nambour has been very popular for the first-time buyers and investors, where the median house price is about $675,000, and the rental yield for the houses has gone up to 4.8%, and the median rental yield for units is actually 5.3% higher. So Nambour is a really, really strong suburb when it comes to investing as well, because it's much more affordable. So a lot of investors, first home buyers, what they are trying to do is just buy something where they can renovate a little bit and then just, you know, slowly do it up while they're living in it. That's the go with Nambour.
Okay, and what about Landsborough? I don't know of this particular area, so you'll be explaining it to me as well. What can you tell us about this spot?
So Landsborough is on the doorstep of Australia Zoo. And it's another Sunshine Coast hinterland suburb, renowned for its vintage charm. It's well connected by Bruce Highway and North Coast Railway Line, and only 30 minutes drive to the Golden Beach. The median house price is about $771,500 in Landsborough. It's much more affordable when it comes to even renting it as well. Vacancy rates has just been about 0.5%, and high rental yield is about 4.9%. So suburb-wise, this is one of the suburban suburbs where people would like want to live, and it has got a vintage charm, and it's close to Australia Zoo as well. So it's perfect for people who love animals.
And what about Caloundra West on the Sunshine Coast? Now, this seems to be an area that is very much heating up in terms of its popularity. Many different groups of people, it seems, are attracted to this slice of Queensland property.
Yeah, so Caloundra West has been one of the hot 100 suburbs to watch in 2024, according to REA. And it's because of this rapidly growing suburb is popular with families, professionals and retirees, offering relatively affordable beachside living with commuting distance to Brisbane. And I commute from like Caloundra to Brisbane, and it's like easier compared to from Maroochydore, just because of how close it is to Bruce Highway, and you can connect really quickly, and it just connects you straight to the Bruce Highway. And then $750,000 is the median house price for Caloundra West. And like any other Sunshine Coast beach suburbs, units in Caloundra West are outperforming houses. The unit values have actually gained about 5.7% over the past 12 months, with a median unit price of about $629,000.
Now, some of the portals are talking about look out for Sippy Downs. So tell us a little bit about this one.
Well, with Sippy Downs, it's a suburb of Budrim, and it's home to the University of the Sunshine Coast, and attracting students, academics and families. And it's only 10 minutes drive from coastal playground Malulba. And the median house price for Sippy Downs has gone up to $800,000. Sippy Downs has gone up to 2.6% over the past year, and it's really affordable when it comes to buying for a first home buyer as well. So it's quite popular with the first home buyers and investors as well.
Okay, so let's now turn our attention to the commercial playing field. Perhaps you can break down for those thinking of investing in the commercial space, perhaps you can break down some of your top spots in terms of suburbs, kicking off with Caboolture. What can you tell us about this property destination when it comes to commercial property?
Caboolture is about 44 kilometres from north of Brisbane, and you can find both commercial and residential real estate here as it's the most developed urban area in this location. And because of its regional transport hub as well, which is what Caboolture is famous for, wide opportunities for interstate trades and businesses are guaranteed here. And the fact that it is surrounded by high-end amenities and infrastructure developments, spectacular buildings, and all of the basic facilities you expect from a developed suburb, exploring it and finding a property for you to invest in or run a business will most likely be a very successful experience.
Just to wrap things up this morning, Deception Bay. Now, this is, 32 Ks north of Brisbane?
Yeah, it is. It's a suburb which is in Moreton Bay region. And aside from being in a good location to invest in commercial real estate, it's also an ideal place to run a business because of the development projects that are coming up, location accommodations and infrastructure developments surrounding the area. This ensures that you get a lot of foot traffic, plus you have a lot of options in terms of commercial property, since you can even find a warehouse or for a workshop unit and stuff like that. So strong suburb to invest when it comes to commercial.
All right. Well, good on you, Varsha. That gives us a little bit of a breakdown on the Sunshine Coast. Enjoy your Wednesday and chat again soon.
Yeah, we'll chat again soon. Thanks, Craig.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Now, Fremantle, what a spot at the junction of the Swan River and the Indian Ocean. And Nikki, you know this only too well. So what is it that makes this a favourite destination, do you think?
It's so unique. So many different personalities, different people are drawn to the city for different reasons. But for me, being in Fremantle, I won't venture out of my little area. There's too much to offer here. Great restaurants, great nightlife, great food, great drinks. So you wouldn't leave here to then go to somewhere like Scarborough, which is probably equally as good, attractive on the coast and beautiful restaurant offerings, but seems so far away for us in the West.
You've just picked yourself a fight with Scarborough, haven't you?
Possibly.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.